This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We have a tremendous professional in law enforcement with us, Brian Brizzolaro, the Chief of Special Operations for the Erie County Sheriff's Office. To tell you a little bit about him, he's had 26 years of a career in law enforcement. He started with the New York State Department of Corrections, went on to the Erie County Police Academy for BMHA Police, City of Buffalo, 5.5 years, and then it was disbanded. He was also with the Erie County Sheriff's Office, Alden Correctional Facility, for 2 years. Great professional. When we've had ambassadors and generals on this program, this is the man who oversees the dignitary protection efforts to make sure they're safe and they're not accosted or injured. So he does a wonderful job. Let's first talk about the aviation that you oversee. Maybe you could give some examples of emergencies where your helicopter goes and rescues people on land and on water. Tell us some stories, please. Chief Brizzolaro.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Brian. It's an honor to be here on behalf of Sheriff Garcia and Sheriff Undersheriff Cooley. Yeah, we have a tremendous aviation unit. It's in transition right now. We're transitioning to a couple of new helicopters, hopefully very soon. But we have tremendous pilots. We have two that are actually working right now. And they have been amazing in their talents, highly talented, and the rescue operations that they have been involved in have been called out to boat rescues out on the lake, missing children, autistic individuals, silver alerts that people have been alerted to. They have wandered away from, memory care units and of that nature, and they have found them with their radar or their infrared cameras, which are installed and in the helicopters. Just amazing. They do a tremendous amount of work in the city of Buffalo, helping and facilitate my former department, Buffalo Police Department, where I worked for a number of years, tracking stolen cars. They track the car. The police officers don't have to put themselves in danger or harm's way, and they can track this car all over the city. And when the individuals that are in the car, stolen most of the time, leave and jump out, the patrol officers can be in a close proximity to where they are, and they can be apprehended without putting them in too much danger chasing them.
So it sounds like this is a great lifesaver, your aviation unit with the
really
Erie County
is.
Sheriff's Department.
We share, our aviation unit serves the 8 surrounding counties of Erie County. It's a tremendous asset. We are asked to assist Cattaraugus County, Chautauqua County, Niagara County, all surrounding counties. Over the summer, we were an integral part, along with Niagara County, of that tremendous, tragic boat accident up on the river, and they were there for, a number of days, assisting along with our marine unit, which we have two boats. But we have a talented division in the Erie County Sheriff's Office, a multitude of units, tech, bomb techs. It's really humbling to be around these individuals and to share their talents with the rest of Erie County and the counties that surround Erie County.
Let's talk about the SWAT team. When we have dignitary protection for these generals and ambassadors who come into Buffalo, we learn that these people are also involved with the SWAT team, and I guess you work closely with the SWAT team. Let's say there's an emergency or a hostage situation or a terrorist effort, and you have to put that SWAT team to work. How do you do it? How do you get the people there? How do you save lives and prevent damage? Talk about the SWAT team, please.
Yeah, that the bell rings, and usually it comes into my captain, Captain Warren Hawthorne. He has a history with the U.S. Army Rangers Division, and his understudy is Lieutenant Christopher Schreiber, just retired from the Marine Corps, Special Operations in the military. They bring all of those talents to the police agency here in Erie County, the Sheriff's Office, and we are lucky to have them. And when that call comes in, They are activated. They get together. We have a brand new building out of 13th Center by the efforts of the sheriff and undersheriff. We deploy from there, and we go to where we are called to, be it a narcotics raid, be it a barricaded subject, be it a just recently, a veteran that's struggling with his mental health and won't come out of the house, and he was talked out. They have amazing vocal skills, and they put all that together, and the training is unbelievable. What they've invested in themselves and into this agency, the hours upon hours upon hours, and it pays off when you. I have gone on a number of these operations and how they deploy, and they get out, and the operation plan is second to none. It really is something to see. I am fortunate enough to be in an position to watch these amazing individuals on a day-to-day basis, and I'm so humbled and grateful for them.
Yes, they're such dedicated people. I remember when we had Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz in Buffalo, who was the ambassador to the European Union and Belgium, and Warren Hawthorne was overseeing the protection of him, and people were having something to eat, and I said to Warren Hawthorne, "Don't you want something to eat?" He said, "No, if somebody wants to come and injure the ambassador, I can't be running after that person with food in my mouth. I will not eat when I'm protecting him." And that's the way your people are with the ambassadors and generals. When they're watching an event with hundreds of people, they watch it like a hawk. And Chris Schreiber is wonderful too. I'd also like to thank Mickey Pawensky, the Secretary of the Sheriff, for arranging this meeting. K-9 effort, I guess you oversee that. That's what Undersheriff Bill Cooley, who's been on this program many times, said. You're involved with K-9. How do these dogs work? How are they trained? How can they save a life? How can they apprehend a criminal? Let's learn about the K-9 Corps.
Yeah, sure. Great question. Our K-9, we have eight dogs, eight handlers along with the dogs, which is the sergeant is in charge of the dogs, and they have a multitude of tasks also. They're canine, and they're trained in narcotics detection. They're trained in bomb detection. They assist our SWAT teams on raids as they go in, and they're accompanied with the handlers themselves, and they go into these homes or these structures, and they help, and they seek out whatever it is, be the bad guy or a narcotics or a bomb. They're trained in all these things. We bring them to the Bills games. We oversee all the Bills games. We do everything at Highmark. We do everything at the arena. They do pre-sweeps of the games. They do an after-sweep after the game. NFL asks us to come in, and they do a sweep of the luggage of the NFL referees, the players, at the hotel prior to them leaving to come to the game. It's a great tool. These dogs are absolutely amazing at what they can sense, what they can pick up, that obviously the humans can't, and they're an amazing tool that we have. We're very lucky to have them.
Now, if someone is bringing cocaine or heroin into a Buffalo Bills game, these dogs can sniff out those drugs?
Well, let's hope that they don't bring in anything into the Bills games. We have other dogs from another agency that would hope to pick up on that. Our dogs are there for mostly at the Bills games, a bomb. Bomb detection and anything of that area. They are out there for the sweeps,
so they can smell dynamite.
They can pick up on I would think dynamite, any type of nitric, any type of an explosive, and they do a multitude, like I said, a multitude of sweeps out there, and they are on point. And we have a lot out at the Bills games, and sometimes at the Sabre games, are unattended packages. And the dog will go over to an unattended package, and we'll clear a small area around it. And most of them are just people that leave a bag, a backpack. But you never know in this day and age. And the dog will go over, and he'll do a cursory sniff of the package. And if he hits on it, which would be sitting down or some type of indication to his handler, we will bring in a robot to facilitate the rest of it and an X-ray machine that we have on site. And it will bring them to that backpack or whatever, unattended package. And it will definitely definitively decide whether it is an explosive or as if it's just a toothbrush or something that was brought from home inadvertently. And thank God, from the time I've been in the sheriff's office for 4 years, we haven't had anything to that serious nature. But I'll tell you what, the dogs are great, and they're amazing to have with us.
Yeah, work is just tremendous. And about 7 years ago, we had the Secretary of State of Poland, Anna Maria Andersen, and one of the deputies was patrolling, and a man came in with a loaded backpack, and immediately your deputy went up to him and he said, "Get out of here, I don't want to see you for five blocks," not knowing if there was dynamite in that backpack, as there was with the Boston Marathon. So your men are really smart. When they see objectionable signs or behavior, they start to circle these people who could be a problem. So they do a wonderful job. Our guest today is a tremendous leader of the Erie County Sheriff's Office, Brian Brizzolaro, Chief of Special Operations. He's involved with aviation, SWAT team, canine, Dignitary Protection, Marine Division. We're happy to have him with us. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little plug here. For over 60 years, the AMPO Legal newspaper has been Polonia's newspaper, providing readers with news, feature articles, great columns, and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. Visit the website, www.ampolegal.com, and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampolegal.com, or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 for the AMPO Legal newspaper. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, D.A. Dunford, famous realism artist from Bracebridge, Ontario, Dominic Cortez, who is on our sister city, and Kofi Finn Akins, who is involved with humanitarian relief for Ghana. Coming up, we'll have former candidate for governor, John Faso, a national director of the Polish American Congress from Los Angeles, Margot Schultz, and financial advisor Mo Nalon, all on the Rusk Report. Chief Brizzolaro was with the Buffalo Police Department from 2007 to 2021, and he was a patrol officer from 2007 to 2013. Did you know Rocco Dina, who passed away?
I had met the former commissioner a couple of times. I did not know him personally. A
wonderful man. There were hundreds and hundreds of people at the funeral.
Yes, sir.
For him, and a great guy.
Yes.
Let's talk about Dignitary Protection. When famous people come in, such as the generals and ambassadors I mentioned, you're in charge of Dignitary Protection. Why do you want to protect these people? Why do you want to make sure that their visit is safe and sound and no violence?
Well, in this day and age, unknown threats from unknown individuals, and they may have their own devices against certain segment of society, whoever they represent, a certain party, certain faction. So we take everybody under our wing, and we protect them like as if they're one of our family. And these individuals in our Dignitary Protection are trained by the Secret Service, and they have incorporated their own SWAT skills into this unit that they have developed, and they are highly professional. And I know you, Brian, you have seen them on a number of occasions, how they work in unison with one another, how they are segregated throughout a building or a room during a dignitary presentation, and how the people are coming in and going out, and they're forever looking around, and they have the buds in their ears, and they have instant communication with each other, and they know all of their movements, and they know beforehand where the dignitary is going, afterwards, and during every occasion, and they don't miss much, if anything. And I shouldn't say they don't miss anything, thank God, because they are so tuned in and dialed in. It's again, another, I get a bird's eye view of that on a lot of them, and I try to make a most of them And I just sit in awe, and I watch these individuals, how they're so talented. I really am. And I mentioned this to my captain the other day. I've been in law enforcement a number of years, and I thought I knew a lot about it until I came here. And when I came here, I felt humbled by the people I was around me and how good at everything they do. And it was a breath of fresh air. I'd come from patrol in Buffalo City Police, Buffalo. And I came over here to a special operations division. And they took me under their wing, and they brought me along slowly to bring me up to speed on all of this. And people of Erie County are blessed to have this group here. We have 8 bomb techs in Erie County. Outside of Erie County, the closest bomb techs, we have, I believe, 1 or 2 in the state police, but most of them come out of New York City. And Erie County has 8. Imagine that. I mean, what a blessing that is.
I saw firsthand about 30 years ago, before you entered law enforcement, when General William Westmoreland was in Buffalo and spoke before 1,000 Vietnam veterans, and a mentally ill woman came up to him and had a dead fetus in a jar and handed it to him, calling him a mass murderer. It really destroyed the visit, but your Sheriff's Department Dignitary Protection at the time immediately moved the woman away because she could have been violent also, because she was suffering from mental illness. But the Sheriff's Office immediately went into action and made sure there was no violent encounter. So Warren Hawthorne and Chris Schreiber do a fantastic job.
Yes, sir.
With Dignitary Protection. Let's talk about your Marine Division. You talked about your 2 boats and poor Mr. Williams, who lost his life.
Yes, sir.
Near Niagara Falls on the river. Let's talk about what you did on that crisis and how your boats save lives. Yeah. Chief Britzolaro.
Our Marine Division encompasses 90 miles of waterway along the shores of Erie County, Lake Erie, the Buffalo River. We assist many communities in any type of a boat in distress, a person that went missing, a drowning victim of those sorts. Over the summer, we were dispatched to assist Niagara County with a boat accident up on the upper Niagara River near the Grand Island Bridge, the North Grand Island Bridge. And soon to find out that 2 individuals had hit a cement abutment, and the boat had trolled to the side where it was secured along the edge of the river. Both individuals had gone into the water. The female that was on the boat was recovered approximately 2 to 3 days later. The other individual, male, Mr. Williams, has not been recovered to this point. Our boats with Erie County, along with the Niagara County Sheriff's Marine Division, spent almost 10 days on the river, 12 hours a day, looking for Mr. Williams through their sonar, through their detection, just trolling at a very slow rate, up and back and forth, side to side in the river, a long time. And unfortunately, we were unable to recover that body. Hopefully, at some point soon, he is recovered, but that was just one incident of what they do every day during the summer months. It's amazing.
Yeah, hard work. I'm sure that they're very dedicated and did their best to find that body, but a real tragedy that took place.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Sheriff Garcia, the man. You know him personally. I've never seen in my lifetime a candidate for sheriff unopposed. So he must have respect from people on both sides of the aisle to have no opposition for re-election. I've never seen it in 30, 40 years of watching Western New York politics. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the man, mm-hmm. John Garcia. What's he like?
I've known the sheriff since my days in Buffalo. I got to be an acquaintance with him on just working on cases. I was a patrol lieutenant, and I would have to call the then narcotics detective, and he was in homicide with Under Sheriff Cooley, to scenes of overdoses or homicides or anything of that nature. I got to meet him for many years. He's a gentleman. He's a very compassionate individual. He has a high capacity for law enforcement. He has a high range of law enforcement ideas. He is taking the sheriff's office and his inauguration speech in January of 2022 into the 21st century. He has revamped this entire organization. And I could say revamped. When I came in, I didn't know a lot about the sheriff's office, and they had a lot of antiquated equipment. They were working out of a bunker out at Chestnut Ridge, a dilapidated bunker from, it was a bomb shelter, and no human being should have been ever working in there for that long. The sheriff's seen that. He instantly said, you know what, we need a new facility. Started work on that. We are now in a pretty much a brand new building, a 13th Center in Orchard Park, which encompasses our administration, our detective bureau, and our special operations division. He is bringing two new helicopters to Erie County. The current Air One is 23 years old, continuously in disrepair, always needing something or another, always down for maintenance or anything. The sheriff has brought in that. He has brought in a new Senator, which is our armored vehicle for our SWAT team. The other one was pretty old. He saw the need for that, and he has brought that in. He has brought in numerous innovative techniques into the jails, a lot of which I'm not privy to, but I've heard about. He's bringing in a new correctional facility out in Alden. It's just a myriad of different things that he saw that needed to be changed and brought this organization up to where he wanted it to be into the 21st century. And he has brought that along with Under Sheriff Cooley. I can't say enough about him. He's my boss, but he's a dear friend. And today's his birthday.
So oh, good. Well, we wish a happy birthday to Sheriff John Garcia today, a wonderful man who's been a guest on this program five or six times. I'd like to mention when there are ambassadors or generals coming in and there are hundreds of people at an event, Chief Britzolaro shows up 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night just to make sure everybody is safe. And then he makes sure that the deputies have something to eat, too. He doesn't want them to be, you know, hungry, so he always makes sure that the dignitary is protected, and he's good to his troops also. Just a little bit more information about Chief Britzolaro. He was promoted to lieutenant from 2013 till his retirement. He's currently the Chief of Special Operations for the Erie County Sheriff's Office since 2022. Chief Brian Britzolaro, Chief of Special Operations for the Erie County Sheriff's Office. We have about 3 minutes left in the program. You reach out to make sure that terrorism doesn't exist in Erie County, and if such a horrible thing would take place, you're on top of it. Let's talk about protection against terrorism. Chief Britzolaro.
So we do a very high-profile event. It's the largest security detail in the state of New York, which is Highmark Stadium. We do all the Buffalo Bills games and any concerts out there. Attendance ranges from 60 to 70,000 people on most events. Most of the Bills games, not all of them, are sold out. My SWAT team, my special operations team, SWAT, bomb techs, K-9, we provide the fans and the people coming into Highmark Stadium from Southern Ontario, Western New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio to see our Buffalo Bills play. We want to provide them a safe environment. We want them to come, enjoy the game, and go home without any type of disruption. We provide what we call a hard exterior, or hard exterior for people. If somebody has a bad actor and came in, a lot of these individuals, they come in and they do an advance, and they'll watch and they'll see what type of a security setup is at that building and whatever, at that facility, at that site of a game. They come into Orchard Park, and they see my guys out there in their green fatigues and with our armored vehicles, along with our other agencies, the New York State Police, and Orchard Park also provides protection out there on game days. We provide a hard exterior with a lot of law enforcement personnel, and we want to make it as difficult as possible for a bad actor to try and take somebody's life on that day to further their purpose or whatever their cause is. It's not going to happen on our watch. And each one of my guys say that today nothing's going to happen. Everyone's going to have a great time and go home safely, and that's their mission, and they fulfill it every single event, and I'm so proud of them again. And there's, like I said, they're so highly trained. We have snipers, on the watch. Our drones are up when needed. Air One is up over the games, and that's for egress and ingress. Just a tremendous front to provide a safe and comfortable and fun atmosphere for the people coming into Buffalo and into watch our Bills, Sabres, concerts, or whatever it may be.
Well, it's also our national image. I'd like to mention that Chief Britt Solaro has a lovely wife, Jackie O'Bannon, and I've met her on many occasions. A very fine woman. We have a minute left on the program. You assist with drug bust raids with your staff.
Yes, sir.
Please explain.
Yes, sir. So our narcotics unit will whoever it be, will develop intel on a warrant, or they'll get a warrant, and they'll have to go into a home where the warrant was originated from, and they ask us if the subject of the target of the warrant has a violent criminal history, has had had been in close proximity to guns, or a CI, which is a confidential informant, has been with this individual and said, yes, there's guns in the house or there's dogs in the house, they will ask my SWAT team to come in and go in first. And they will go in first to secure, take the individual into custody so there isn't any mishaps or there isn't any type of a shootout or anything of that nature. They'll go in there, but what they'll do prior to that, they'll do a run-up. They'll do a pre-operation beforehand. They'll do a complete route to the home or the area of where it is, and they have an egress. If somebody is to be hurt, or God forbid somebody's shot or hurt, they have an egress to ECMC.
We have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much from the Chief of Special Operations for the Erie County Sheriff's Office, very dedicated public service, Brian Britt Solaro. Also special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the past 20 years. Thank you for enlightening us. Chief Brian Britt Solaro with the Erie County Sheriff's Office. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.